She's got a grenade. She's got an RKG Russian grenade. She's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative. Your call.
They fry you if you're wrong.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about a film that's received a great deal of notoriety, American Sniper.
American Sniper is nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and it has rapidly become 84-year-old director Clint Eastwood's biggest hit ever. So the old cowboy still has it, at least at the box office. Also, the movie has been mired in controversy and the subject of discussion for just about every talk radio and television program. But let's put that aside. Is it any good? Yes, I like American Sniper, but I don't place it in the class of Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, or even Birdman. Eastwood's direction is a bit bludgeoning for my tastes, but he builds tension admirably and gets a strong performance from Best Actor contender Bradley Cooper as the title subject, war veteran Chris Kyle. Cooper continues to prove he's not just a pretty face with an extremely eclectic 2014, including this performance, his Rocket the Raccoon voice work in Guardians of the Galaxy, and his Broadway triumph as the Elephant Man. What a year for him. So while I don't envision American Sniper reaping a lot of Oscar gold, Eastwood can soothe himself with the film's titanic commercial success, and Cooper can count on a continued rise in respectability. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And again, check out Mark's incredible website, reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be with us again next week. Take a look around. Color is back. And I'm talking about color in fashion. Ever since Nirvana, we went years and years and years with the darkest and dingiest of colors. Everything was black and navy blue, and even red was this dark maroon burgundy thing, and yellow and orange went away for years. But now color is back, especially neon. Look at your kids' sneakers. Look at team uniforms. Not just bright colors, but bright neon colors are back. And as I broadcast this show right now, I am wearing a bright neon thermal shirt, and I love it. If you felt the need to wear sunglasses while watching sports, though, lately, you are not crazy. Fluorescent colors that look like they came straight out of a highlighter are taking over the sports world in a big way. They're all over the Australian Open. They were a huge part of the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Games. They were in this year's college football playoffs, and they will make several March Madness appearances. The neon spectacle across multiple sports isn't a coincidence. Fluorescent colors are currently trending with young people, the target demographic of sports equipment makers. Uniform designers have come to the realization that kids prefer fluorescent colors, said Dayglow business manager Brian Skelly. We've definitely seen a spike in sales in the last couple of years. Dayglow, which manufactures fluorescent pigments, recently conducted a study which found that children prefer neon colors 4-1 over conventional colors. The company also found that customers stop to look at brightly colored clothing twice as long as they spend looking at non-fluorescent items. It's a cliche, but kids do like shiny objects, said Paul Lucas, who reports on sports uniforms for his UniWatch blog and for ESPN. The neon and fluorescent colors you see on sports uniforms play into that. When teams change their uniforms, the first question is, how will this sell? Sports uniform makers have gotten the message. Nike redesigned the Seattle Seahawks uniforms in 2012 to include neon green highlights and trim. Nike also designed the highlighter-like Australian Open outfits, Pro Bowl uniforms, and Oregon Ducks jerseys. If you haven't seen an Oregon Ducks football game recently, get yourself a pair of sunglasses and be ready for next season. Not only do they have brightly colored uniforms, they have new, completely redesigned uniforms every single week. The oddest, the craziest of designs, but they all contain fluorescent colors. Reebok's 2015 NHL All-Star uniforms featured fluorescent green stripes, a standout for a typically conservative league. Unsurprisingly, Reebok said it had young fans in mind when designing the uniforms. To showcase the heroes of the game, we thought we could have a design more targeted towards a younger demographic, said Dom Filion, Reebok's lead designer. We think it will get them excited about the game. They were big in the 1980s, but they didn't have quite the same vibrancy that they do today. Ultra-bright colors have become far more prevalent in recent years because fabric and dye technology has vastly improved. Today's fluorescent colors pop more, they don't rub off on your skin, oh that's always good, and they stay bright after washing them. It's definitely having an impact on what people are buying, said Leitris Eisman, executive director of the Pantone Color Institute. It's a huge attention getter. The human eye cannot avoid looking at a color with that much intensity and sparkle. I like the neon colors. I like the fluorescence. Put a little life in the things that we see. What's wrong with that? Stay with us. We're going to talk about men who you want to avoid like the plague. Yes, it's Valentine's coming up, and you want a man. You just don't want any of these men. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Coca-Cola Enterprises, the world's top soft drink distributor, has announced that environmental sustainability is, quote, absolutely key to the strategy of its survival. Coke has even begun to change its corporate philosophy of recruiting teens to become devoted customers. This after high schools began to get rid of soft drink machines to offer healthier beverage options. CEO John Brock says they're focused on water stewardship, packaging, and energy conservation since they operate all over the planet, even in the remotest parts. With that, they now own 142 large-scale hybrid electric trucks, the largest such fleet on Earth. They're also buying up as many of these trucks as fast as they can be produced. With Coke Enterprises making major green moves, we can now expect other multinationals to quickly follow suit. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flame-throwing all-star was one of the most dominant relievers during his career. He collected 314 saves in just 9 seasons and helped the San Francisco Giants win the 2002 National League pennant.
Double play, and this one is over! And Rob Nen with a big hug to Benito Santiago.
So where is Rob Nen now? After the 2002 World Series, Rob underwent multiple shoulder surgeries and rehab for 2 years. His hope was to keep playing, but he finally retired in 2005. Rob's been a spring training instructor and occasional front office assistant for the Giants, but mostly he works with kids, his own and the junior Giants.
It's definitely fun to give back to the kids and have a chance to be around them. They've given their support to us for so long, and I think now it's time for us to support them.
A straight pitch from Rob Nen. I'm Ahmad Rashad.